Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But you know, Pat, Chris, I was talking about with someone here not too long ago about the joy of the Lord. And I don't know about you, but I need the joy. I love the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
And the Bible in Ecclesiastes tells us in chapter 3 that there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the sun, under the heavens, right? Mm-hmm. A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, mm-hmm. a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, and a time for war and a time for peace. The wisdom of God. I mean, there is a time and a season for everything.
Yeah.
And there's a season that I believe we can live in a place of complete joy. I mean, the joy of God. We're not talking about happiness based on happenstance and things that just happen, but we're talking about an inner joy that we can have in the Lord. And you know, many today are depressed and they're downcast, and bad news sometimes hits them just as fast as bugs hit a windshield on a hot day in the south.
I know, right.
Like splattered all over my bumper there, and it just looks black. But just all these events just start hitting. And the truth is that there is enough things that can happen to you on any given day that if you sit back and park on it, they will take you down a very slippery slope of sadness, depression, and even despair. And throughout life, I mean, you will have bad things happen to you and you'll have good things happen. I mean, it's just kind of part of life. And sometimes they happen all at the same time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you got to have that perspective in the midst of everything that's happening. But what you choose to give your time and your attention will grow and be magnified in your life.
Right.
You can have both things happening. You can have good times and bad times, trials and tribulations, and wonderful and exceeding joy in your life kind of all happening. And you need to have perspective, and you need to know that whatever you magnify, whatever you set your attention and your heart to think about, it's just going to become bigger in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And Nehemiah 8:10 says that the joy of the Lord will be your strength. And there's something about sadness and depression that's disabling. I mean, it's just you become paralyzed, you become lethargic, you become slow, and it's this down and out, and it's like, oh my goodness, someone give them a shot of joy or something. Give them, you know, wake up, because you're going down. You're going down. And we need the joy. We need joy in our life and return back to a place of being in you know, alive, and something about joy that just kind of sparks your fire on the inside and just kind of propels you and push you along life. There's nothing like experiencing that happiness that comes. And even though, you know, for the believer, and though bad things happen, I mean, there is a joy in the midst of that to know that, you know what, God has me, and again, I may not know what tomorrow holds, but because I know the one who holds tomorrow, I'm going to be okay. And this too shall pass, and God will turn my season of mourning into a season of dancing, that this is just temporal, and that I can make it through this. And because God is in my life, maybe what the enemy meant for evil, God will turn out for good. And though I may be down, I'm definitely not out.
That's right.
And even though I'm struck down, I am not destroyed, right?
But
I'm
right.
pressing on, and I'm going to be choose to magnify the good things, the great things, the wonderful things that the Lord is doing. But, I mean, David himself spoke. I mean, he spoke something that speaks to yourself. I mean, David did. He said, you know, soul, why are you so downcast within me? You know, sometimes you got to do a checkup from the neck up. I mean, just, you know, check inwardly. You know what I'm saying? Check it out. What is happening? What is going on? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I used to ask somebody, what's wrong? It's like, nothing. Well, your face is telling me something different. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, show me something here, because this is not good. Have you ever been driving down a road and
a few times,
maybe just lost in your thoughts? Yeah, sometimes. And when you're driving, you know, you just kind of get lost in your thoughts. Like, this is scary. I will confess this on the radio, okay? For this brief moment, edit later, please. But have you ever arrived somewhere and 10 minutes later realized,
how did I get here?
How did I get here? What did I pass on the way here?
Yeah, right.
Was my car on autopilot just a little while ago? But you've been thinking about something. You know, you left the house and you were just, you know, joy or excited and just fine. Everything was cool. And then as you're driving and you're arriving to your place of your destination, and then you realize, dude, I'm like sad or something. I'm like, you know, you're like in a funk or something. You're like, what happened? Like, what's the deal here? I mean, you know, just kind of that notice where you kind of just wake up and you're reflecting like, okay. And then you remember, oh, yeah, I was thinking about that ticket. Or, oh, yeah, I was thinking about that bill that came in. Or, oh, yeah, I was thinking about that situation that just happened that I got to address. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, oftentimes our emotions are like indicators. They alert us to what we've been thinking about. It's amazing how that happens, is that your emotions tell on you. That you're sad. It's like, how did you get, you just didn't wake up sad one day. What, like, what just happened? And sometimes that can happen, I guess. But oftentimes you've been meditating and thinking about a situation, sometimes not even knowing that you've been giving thought to it. You've were in a default mode, if you will, and just went straight there. And so you, and then your emotions tell on you. And you, the thing about it is that you can go back. You can redirect your thoughts. Philippians tells us, 4:8 says, brothers and sisters, I mean, whatever's true, whatever's noble, whatever's right and whatever's pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And I used to think that I could turn my mind off, but, you know, that doesn't work.
I've tried. It doesn't work.
It don't work. But what you can do is that you can redirect your thoughts. You can redirect your thoughts. And, I mean, we're living in a time where God has done so much for you. And we're also living in the same, like this, at the same moment, I've not seen God do so much, if you will, in so many people's lives. And then at the same time, I've seen so little credit being given to God for all the goodness he's been doing. And we can live in a place of just complacency and not remembering, you know, his majesty and his goodness and his greatness and his compassion and his love and all the wonderful things that he has given us, and just kind of take it for granted. And we can think back and begin to reflect on, God, you're just so good. You've just been so good to me. You've been so good to my family. You've watched over us. You've protected us. We're whole. And begin to start having a heart of gratitude that thanks the Lord for not only what he's done for your life, what he's done for the family, what he's done for the church. And I'm telling you that a great sense of gratitude, a great sense of joy will start filling your heart, and it will pull you out of the sadness. It will pull you out of anything that's holding you down when you reflect on the goodness of the Lord. I'm telling you that the joy of the Lord will be your strength. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.